Hi there, Jams fans. Hope that's not being too over familiar with you. I'm just trying to bring a sort of sunshine vibe to the podcast. Welcome to Tiny Giant Jams, episode 18. Straight off the bat, I will say I'd like to apologise for the fact that we haven't actually done much podcasting in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Uslands was the last, wasn't it, at the start of April? But it's simply a case of we've been flying around like crazy people lately from one place to the next. So actually having the time and the accessibility of the people that we are talking to on the podcast, and if you'd like to come on board, do let us know. It's been quite difficult, and one's had to improvise on occasions to try and find a point on the map where our paths would cross. And in a way, that's a case in point with this one. This is an interview that Kerry did the other day with Stephen Knight, founder and team lead at Pimento. Did it down at Plymouth University because both Pimento and Tiny Giant found themselves there at the amazing FutureSyncs conference at Plymouth University. I'm not sure I said that really that well. FutureSync conference at Plymouth University. And so it seemed an optimum opportunity to discuss Pimento, the world of modern marketing. And so Kerry and Stephen made it happen. So without further ado, let's crack on.
How are you, Stephen?
I'm good. Yeah, really pleased to be down in Plymouth.
Cool. Yeah, we're down in Plymouth for the FutureSync conference. So Nauts and I are talking later on today, and Stephen is down here talking to some of the new and rising talent. Are you enjoying it so far?
I am. It's always great to get out of town and get out into, particularly the West Country. There's so many good tech developers, agencies, people with new ideas. It's really refreshing.
Cool. So can you tell us a little bit about where you come from and what you do? Because you have got a very varied background.
Yeah, that's right. No, I mean, I've been in marketing and communications for the best part of 30-odd years. And in that time, I've worked both client and agency, above and below the line. But my formative years was an advertising agent, mainly in West End agencies. And then I went to go work for the Walt Disney Company, initially as head of brand and eventually the CMO for Europe, Middle East and Africa. And then returned to the agency world to work in the promotions arena, working in designing and creating and manufacturing premiums for Happy Meal toys around the world.
Okay.
Something I keep quiet about these days. But no, it was an interesting business at the time, and I helped to drive the McDonald's business. But more recently than that, I set up my own business in 2004, and Pimento was created initially out of my frustrations of working at the Walt Disney Company and having lots of very good agencies, many of whom were working for individual businesses within the Walt Disney Company, and that was replicated across the 52 markets I had to look after. But what was fascinating was that none of them really could give any objective advice because they were all hampered down by overhead and they all needed to basically protect their individual discipline. So we'd been through the kind of phase of the full-service agency into very sort of modular, siloed streams of communication with various different disciplines, and increasingly it was quite difficult as a client to be able to manage all those resources and having to replicate your own internal structures. So I was really trying to look for objectivity, and I felt the only way to do that without acquiring the assets and putting it into some sort of group like WPP was to collaborate and work with like-minded independent agencies and consultants and create bespoke teams on behalf of clients. And that was our sort of starting strategy, if you like, okay. our proposition back then, and it's really evolved from that. Now, today, I think we're approaching nearly 200 agencies and consultancies right away across the UK.
Excellent, great. It's an interesting time in the agency world, just in general. I was thinking Accenture just bought Droga5, Sorrell's agency, S4 Capital, is very much preoccupied with data over creativity. It seems like there's quite a lot of change. I mean, what do you think is happening, really, in the agency world right now?
I think, yeah, absolutely right. I mean, I think agencies are really struggling to remain relevant. A lot of the larger agency groups in particular that are hampered by massive overheads are having to make substantive cuts in their headcount, restructure their businesses, reposition them, in part because they're trying to really address the fact that they've been overtrading in the last few years. They've been in situations where they've been oversupply. That's driven down prices.
Yeah.
Margins have been under erosion for a long period of time. And the way in which agencies have responded to that is just to keep cutting overhead and keep trimming back on talent. And as a net result, they're just not attracting the talent they once did. Talent is much more interested these days in working for themselves.
Yeah.
The whole freelance movement and the whole move towards people wanting to work in that world is rising on a rapid basis. So there's lots of reasons for the change. But ultimately, agencies aren't actually responding to what clients want. And that's at the heart of the issue. Actually, recognising that the business has changed, that agencies and clients want different models themselves. Clients want different models. They're in housing. They're finding new ways to actually cut their overhead and get quicker to the creative solution. And everything's up for grabs. And it's being driven by technology, and it's being driven by the availability of talent. Mm.
That's really true. And so you talked about what prompted you to set up Pimento, and that was some of the frustrations that you experienced at Disney. How is Pimento working for people, would you say, and what are the benefits of Pimento, and why would anyone or why would agencies get involved with you?
Okay. So from a client point of view, the most important thing is to be able to get access to great talent at the right prices. And the great thing about Pimento model is because we work with independent agencies, many of whom are on a lower cost infrastructure than the large groups, they are able to offer their services at an advantageous rate. We're working with very senior people so they get to the solutions far quicker. And we work with people, because they're independent agencies, that are willing to collaborate so we can coordinate those resources, create bespoke teams, and deliver something the clients can't get from the groups.
Great. That sounds great. Well, I also noticed that you've recently set up Pimento People. I found this model really interesting. It seems really different to anything I've heard before. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, I mean, it's just in recognition of the gig economy and the way things are changing. I mean, if you talk to millennials and you talked about their experiences in agencies today, it's very different from my own when I went into the business in the mid-80s. It's a tough working environment. They don't often actually get the opportunity to actually learn across disciplines. They're very siloed. They could be working on as a social media expert. They could be working as a digital design expert. What they're not necessarily doing is getting a very broad range of experiences to really understand actually how communications work and the contribution towards driving client objectives. So what we've said to some of the bigger agencies, rather than lose talent, actually make that talent available on the loan basis, a little bit like the Premier League, where they put football players who are in development status out to other clubs, and then they come back after a defined period. Well, we're doing the same with talent and saying, look, been here for 18 months, you've learnt your own. This agency have invested in you, they've driven you to the point where actually delivering, but you've now got your feet, you want to move, you want to earn more money. Well, actually, stay with the agency you're with, but that's actually give you some fresh experiences in another environment. And after 3 months, 6 months, whatever the period of time is, you come back to the main agency and off you go again. And this is something that a lot of the HR directors and a lot of people are responsible for people within the agencies that we work with are very positive about. They like the idea of actually moving talent around. Because, of course, when the talent comes back, it infuses the agency with a new set of experiences. So that works well. And then the other reality is, in this world where agencies are massively having to restructure, having to reduce their cost base, there's a massive move towards freelancing. And, 10, 15 years ago, freelancing was a bit of a dirty word. And people with freelance, generally speaking, did it because they were filling in between having been in major jobs in agencies or whatever, or just got to the point in their career where they wanted flexibility, deterring mums and dads and someone like that. And some of the people did. Now it's much more of that. It's much more of a lifestyle decision. So people are coming into first jobs as freelancers and saying, I'm electing to do this because I want variety. Yeah. I want to be in control of my time. I want to basically work for the next 6 months and take 3 months off and travel the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different sort of resource, and it means a different approach. So with Pimento People, what we're trying to do is to help those freelancers through that, make sure that they've got somebody on their side that's helping them with the legal aspects of basically being a freelancer, setting them up correctly, making sure that they are set up for VAT and all those other things they need to be aware of, making sure that obviously they understand the tax implications, and then obviously helping define them work. So the proposition is freelance, interim, and full-time recruitment, and then the loan idea is basically supporting all of that. And so far, we've had a really good reception, and the clients like it as well as the agencies. So we've got, I think, three people now operating client side have been placed in the last week or so, and many more on the agency side. But there isn't that barrier anymore between agency and client. People are very fluid, they'll move from one to the other. And increasingly, I suspect that's going to be the case as clients begin to actually do more in-house and start to expand their marketing operations there.
Yeah.
I want to go back to an earlier question you raised, what's in it for agencies with Pimento?
Yeah.
Well, I think I spoke about the client side, but I didn't talk about the agency side. And it, and in truth, the reason why agencies, independent agencies, join a collective like Pemento is, first and foremost, they're looking to work with like-minded agencies and consultants. They're looking to round up the services they offer their clients. They don't necessarily want to be able to actually have that as a permanent headcount or a permanent offer, but they want to make their clients stickier. And the great way to do that is to work with known, qualified agencies and consultants with good reputations that they can bring in to support their current offer and expand their proposition to their clients and give them incremental income, of course.
Yeah.
Second thing, of course, is agencies, like all of us, are looking for a new business all the time. And there's so many new channels to operate on, and many of them are obviously employing people in new business capacity. We can be another channel, and we help to support that. And we will deliver upwards of £5 to £10 million worth of new business a year across the network. And the third thing is, you know, if you're a consultant, it's quite lonely being a freelancer or a consultant. And it's nothing, you know, it's pretty good to be able to actually talk to other freelancers and consultants and collaborate and network. So we have a dozen networking events a year right across the UK. We have a portal at the heart of the organisation that all our members can access, so they can basically ask other people, you know, pitching for a piece of business next week, do you know this particular client? Can you give me any insights? Or they can pitch together and work collaboratively on all sorts of things. So, you know, it's about collaboration, cooperation and creativity. And what we're finding is, you know, after this model's now 15 years old, is that actually other groups are out there now beginning to emulate us and copy us. So I guess we must be doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that does seem to be quite a popular model now going forward. And you were talking about a lot of businesses taking their creative work and agency stuff in-house as well, which is another big movement. How do you see agency models changing sort of going forward, let's say in the next 5 years? So you've talked about your model. Do you think people will adopt that? Will there be new agency models that evolve? What kind of, how do you feel about that going forward?
I think, you know, with the rise of in-housing and management consultancies like obviously Accenture and Deloitte, and you're talking about some of the other purchases recently.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're going to see more of the consultants moving into the communication space, trying to own not just the strategy, but the delivery.
Yeah.
Equally, we're seeing agency groups wanting to go back up and reclaim sort of C-suite status and get back into the boardrooms and have control over strategy. How successful agencies are going to be in that space, I don't know, because it's very difficult to compete with the large consultancy firms that have already got the ears and the eyes of the CFO and the CEO. So it's, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
What I think clients increasingly want is they want agencies and people that clearly understand them, that are committed to basically creating profitable solutions for them. And actually just delivering strategy is no longer enough. You know, you need to be able to actually deliver the thinking, but actually execute that thinking, not just walk away and say, here's the deck, and crack on. Because in many instances, the reason why clients are coming to agencies and consultants in the first place is because they don't have the capabilities in-house.
Yeah.
They haven't got the capacity, they haven't got the specialisms, they don't have the time. And actually, it's no longer good just to say, you've got to be able to do. And I think that's going to be a massive change as we move into the future from agencies. I also think that technology is going to depopulate a significant part of the agency world, particularly in areas like media, media buying, and obviously digital in particular. And, you know, robotics and AI and, you know, machine learning, all those things are going to reduce the human interface. But there is still room for creativity, and creativity is key to all this, because it doesn't matter. We've seen it before. I mean, with the advent of television, with the advent of radio, we've been through that media revolution.
Yeah.
And what is true then is true today. And that is, it doesn't matter whether you're in a broadcast medium or a direct communications medium. You have to be able to actually communicate with clarity, with purpose, and you have to make sure that your message lands at an appropriate moment in time. And, you know, we've got data to support us now. We know immediately how well we're doing at the bottom end of the funnel. There's still a big job to be done at the top end of the funnel. You know, building brands, building awareness, creating credibility, creating trust. I
mean,
trust, we spoke about earlier on, didn't we, in the keynote this morning, from the lady from Vodafone. You know, and the trust is at an all-time low in every part of our society, including, in fact, very much the media.
Yeah.
So how do you rebuild trust brands, and how do you, you know, ensure that your message and the medium that it's actually going through, it remains in a trusted in fashion? Because I think consumers are now very savvy, they're very smart, and they're very inquisitive, and frankly, they're not going to have one put over them.
Absolutely. I think in light of that, and this might be answer this question in part, but if you're an agency right now, what do you feel that you'd need to do to sort of future-proof yourself in the light of all everything we've discussed so far?
Well, I think agencies are brilliant, actually, doing things for their clients that they don't do for themselves. I mean, first and foremost, I think it's actually having real clarity on what your proposition is. You know, what's your single point of difference, if you have one? And it's one of our agencies is a company called Elmwood, and they preach that it's no longer any good enough to be the best at what you do. You have to be the only person that does what you do.
Okay, yeah.
So the more you can get to that point in terms of either attitude or in terms of purpose, which is increasingly important, the better and the greater chances you have for success. And then, frankly, you should use the same channels to market that all of your clients do. You know, you need to do it in a coordinated fashion. You know, sitting back and waiting for word of mouth and waiting for social media alone to drive business in is no longer going to be good enough. And you have to put yourself out there. And everyone in the organisation also has to take responsibility for being an entrepreneur and finding ways that they can basically generate opportunities. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing is I think you need to recognise that you're going to be working in a very fluid environment where actually there's a core base of talent, but you bring in people from the outside as and when you need them. But you use the opportunity to learn from those people and establish whether those are propositions and areas that you can take your agency in time. I think the third thing you have to accept is that margins will increasingly become squeezed. So this is not going to be a big profitable business that it once was. Clients aren't prepared to pay 17.65% on 30% of production.
Yeah.
And we're not driving Ferraris anymore. Those days are gone.
Mm-hmm.
We have a responsibility to our clients, but equally too, we have to find new ways in which we can actually earn our crust. So actually taking some of the pain, ensuring that basically you have some skin in the game, and collaborating with your clients, putting your own people into client organisations, and finding ways in which you can build longer-term relationships, these can become important.
Great, that's great advice. Lovely. I think that's everything that we've wanted to cover today. So thank you so much for having a chat with us.
No, thank you very much indeed.
Enjoy the rest of your time at the FutureSync conference.
Absolutely, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.